Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
November is National COPD Awareness Month, and today joining me is Dr. James Kiley and John Walsh. And if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And we're going to talk a little bit about, some of the things that we can be aware of for COPD. And let's welcome Dr. James Kiley and John Walsh. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start with Dr. Kiley.
Okay. Well, I'm the director of the Division of Lung Diseases at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. That's one of the institutes at the National Institutes of Health. And one of our areas of interest is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. And this is COPD Awareness Month, and today is actually World COPD Day. And this is an opportunity for us to raise awareness and learn among the entire public and to learn more about COPD and what can be done to mitigate the effects of this very serious chronic lung disease.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for being here. John Walsh, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm one of the 15 million Americans that are currently diagnosed with COPD. And COPD being the third leading cause of death and second leading cause of disability in America. Everybody knows somebody with COPD. Unfortunately, there's another 12 to 14 million people that are currently symptomatic but not diagnosed. So COPD Awareness Month gives us a great opportunity to make certain people are aware of the signs and symptoms of COPD and the importance of getting diagnosed as early as possible.
John, let me ask you, when were you diagnosed and how long have you had it?
I was diagnosed in 1989, and my original diagnosis was asthma, which wasn't a correct or complete diagnosis, and many of us with COPD had that experience, so the importance of being able to differentiate between the asthma and COPD is critical.
It is critical, okay. And, you know, from all the commercials and probably obviously the marketing for my listeners out there, and please, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, they always say it's like an elephant laying on your chest. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. That advertisement certainly amplifies that. But if you can't breathe, you know, nothing else matters. And the reality is if you're short of breath, you can't keep up with your peers, you get frequent colds or infections, a runny nose goes automatically down into your lungs, coughing and wheezing, that's not normal. And you need to get tested. A lot of people just put off the symptoms of shortness of breath as an aging process or you're just out of shape. Don't discount that. It's critically important to get diagnosed as soon as possible. Most of us have lost over 50% of our lung function before we even get diagnosed.
Really? Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, so the studies show that 1 out of 5 adults in the U.S. over the age of 45 has COPD. Is that correct?
That's correct.
In
California, you've got 5%, 4.9% of the population have reported that they've been diagnosed with COPD. So that's over a million Californians.
So let me ask you, if somebody is being diagnosed as like yourself, as having asthma, and they're treated for asthma, Dr. Kiley, is it a completely different, regimen for COPD?
Yes, it is. And the two diseases have some distinguishing features. And the most notable is that asthma tends to be a reversible disease in the sense that you can reverse some of the obstruction that occurs in the airway, in the tubes that bring air into the lungs. Whereas in a lot of cases with COPD, that's not the case. So although there's a continuum, sometimes there's overlap, That you do need to diagnose them and make the differential diagnosis between the two, because the way in which you manage it will be different. The kinds of interventions, the strategies, the management approaches will be different depending upon whether it's asthma, COPD. It has a different profile. Asthma you see more in young children, early onset, early adults, early age adults. COPD tends to be a little later in the course. The risk factors are different. History of smoking tends to go along with COPD, not so much with that. So very important that individuals recognize their breathing symptoms. If there's anything out of the ordinary, they need to speak with their doctor and get a simple breathing test, because that will be what will differentiate asthma from COPD. And then depending upon what you find from that, you can your provider will put you on the appropriate management plan.
So let me ask you, from a breathing test, you'd be able to find out if it's asthma or COPD?
It might take a couple more than steps than that for asthma, but by and large, the breathing test is the gold standard for the diagnosis of COPD. So if you are experiencing these symptoms of shortness of breath or coughing or wheezing or things like that, you should have that breathing test. Ask your provider for it if it's not something that they bring up. And that will be the way in which you'll be able to definitively diagnose COPD. That breathing test is also used for asthma, but depending upon how young the individual is, depending upon other factors such as in allergens that individuals may be susceptible to, or some of the allergic elements that go along with asthma, those would have to be teased out. There's some other tests that you would do for those.
So let me ask you, you know, when you hear somebody that they've got almost like that rattle on their chest, is that considered, would you consider that asthma, or would you consider that COPD?
Well, again, it's probably hard to make a general statement around that, but the symptoms of COPD include some of this wheezing, rattling sounds, and shortness of breath, and coughing, and things that all go along with sort of the kind of symptomatology that one normally sees with that. And again, you link that with the risk factor profile, smoking, either current or former, or exposures in the workplace or in the environment, or a lot of passive smoke exposure. Those are things then that will help the provider make determination as to whether it's asthma or COPD.
Wow. And again, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Dr. James Kiley and John Walsh, and we're talking about COPD. And, of course, November is National COPD Awareness Month. And, of course, November 18th is World COPD Day. So if somebody has COPD, what should they do? What's the first thing?
Learn as much as you possibly can about it. Reach out, you know, through your healthcare provider. Contact COPD Foundation. Get on the National Institutes of Health website, and learn as much as you can, and share that with family members. Connect with other individuals with COPD. We learn more from each other than anybody else. There's support groups. A very active COPD community in California, and very important to get connected with other individuals with COPD.
John, how has it changed your life?
COPD has made me aware of how critically important it is to take responsibility and work with my healthcare providers to make certain that I have as good a quality life as possible, and take responsibility and be adherent to the medications that I'm prescribed.
Are you on?
I'm on medications that reduce symptoms, so basically reduce inflammation. I'm also on a regimen of a prophylactic antibiotic that reduces my risk of getting lung infections, lung flare-ups.
And is your life pretty much back to normal?
I was telling Dr. Kiley earlier that my functional capacity is better today than it was 12 years ago, because I've been able to network with the right healthcare providers and the community and take more direct responsibility for improving my care.
And is there ever a day that you just know it's not a good day, or is that, you know, under control?
Well, we definitely have tough breathing days, and a lot of that's related to what the air we're exposed to. But
No, I
look at every day as an opportunity to do more
than
I did.
That's a gift.
Yesterday.
I love it. That's why you're on my show. See,
yeah,
every day is another gift.
That's right.
I love it. Let me ask you one. How can we get involved in raising awareness on the local or national level?
I would go to COPD Foundation. That's copdfoundation.org, or copd360social.org. That's copd360social.org. You'll find a lot of Californians on there and thousands of people from literally all over the world on that site, talking with each other and sharing experiences and information. And then you can call 866-316-COPD. That's 866-316-2673, and talk with another individual with COPD and or a caregiver, and help that will help you get access to the resources you need.
And obviously, the earliest that you can detect this, the better the outcome is. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's critically important to get diagnosed as early as possible. Most of us, as I said, lose over 50% of our lung function capacity.
Is that able to work itself back so our bodies recover?
Not really. You can improve your functional capacity. You can improve your daily activity by, obviously, you don't want to be overweight, and you want to continue to exercise. And but you really don't gain any muscle tissue back. And someday we'll see tissue regeneration in lung disease, but it's not here yet.
Really?
We say at the COPD Foundation, almost always preventable, avoid the exposures that put you at risk, mostly treatable, get on the medications that your physician prescribes and make certain you're adherent, and someday curable. It's a lot of exciting things happening in COPD research.
Well, that's great. And one last question. What should our listeners ask their health care provider?
So there's a couple things that do. They can certainly bring to their health care provider's attention their symptoms, fully report their symptoms, and not just ignore them or think that they're secondary to something else that may be more important. If you can't breathe, nothing else matters. So you really need to bring to your healthcare provider's attention the clear symptoms that you're experiencing with your breathing, and that's really important. And I'll just leave you with that. At the national level, you can go to the NIH website and you can find information about our COPD Learn More, Breathe Better campaign. That's a national campaign that has lots of materials for all your listeners to access, information about how to have a conversation with your provider, toolkits, educational materials, fact sheets, et cetera, and it's a very, very rich resource, and we hope that everyone will take advantage of it.
Well, I love it, and thank you so much. Yes?
Yeah, Kim, I just say thank you for your focus on being well and being positive. I was raised in a family that every morning we said, today I'm going to be happy, today I'm going to be glad, today is going to be the best day I ever had. And
I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
We can make a difference in each other's lives.
You got it. Again, Dr. James Kiley and John Walsh, thank you so much for being a part of the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm definitely going to share this on our Facebook page for today. And I look forward to continued learning on this. And John Walsh, thank you for sharing your journey with us. And I'm glad that you have taken a turn to help other people. And I love that. That's what this is all about, is we all work together to make this a better place.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, you have a really great day.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I am talking about the brighter side of life. And, of course, you know, you never know what we're going to be talking about. Today I have Warren Matthews joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about really one of the tips on how to naturally manage one of the most common men's health problems. And we're going to find out some of the myths and misconceptions about prostate health. And joining us today is Warren Matthews. And welcome, Warren. Are you there?
Sure am, Kim. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and then we'll move on to how many men really are affected by prostate cancer.
Right. Okay. Well, I just simply was the founder of Extend Life Natural Products, which is a New Zealand company, and we actually manufacture a range of health supplements. But my main function for the last 16 years has actually been as a health researcher, primarily brought about as a result of an event which took place in my life about 16 years ago. Not a health issue, but a business issue where I managed to wipe myself out financially, and I ended up getting stuck over in Mexico at that time, and I figured that if I was going to have to start over again, I'm going to live an extra 20 years, and I need to live it in good health. And that's what got me interested in this area. And since then, I've devoted my life to looking at what makes us tick and how to slow down the aging process. And fortunately, it's been working very well. I'm now 68, and I have no issues at all. My blood pressure, for example, is 115 over 70. My inflammation in the body is that of a young child. All my hormones are that of a 40-year-old. So it does work. In,
so where do we get the extend life? Okay, bring it on over. Right? What is extend life? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the company itself is with the totally fully integrated company where we do all our own research, all our own formulations, and also manufacture. So we're basically a boutique manufacturer that supply direct to the end consumer throughout the world. And we have customers in 40 different countries. We also have an office here in Thailand, which is where I am at the moment. And about 80% of our business in the U.S. So we have a couple of 100,000 customers in the U.S. who we supply to and have been on a regular basis for the last 15 years. So it's not a massive operation. It's a boutique operation that we focus on the knowledgeable consumer, we have a very strong loyal following. So that's
well, I love that. I mean, I love that. When things go wrong in your life, it's very much in line with my show that you look at the brighter side. How do people tick and make them efficient and really be able to. Excuse me, live at their highest potential. Going back to our subject that we were talking about, how many men are actually affected by prostate cancer in the U.S.?
Well, there's a lot that are affected. And, for example, there is somewhere in the order of about 227,000 a year which are diagnosed with prostate cancer. So if you look at that on a annual basis, there are literally millions, many millions of men that actually have prostate cancer. But the thing to keep in mind with that is that only a small percentage of those men actually die of prostate cancer. They generally die of something else because it is not a highly aggressive form of cancer in most people. Some people there it is, but in most there is not. What is more concern to me than actually the prostate cancer to some extent is the problem that men have with an enlarged prostate, because that is something that is quite easily dealt with but tends to be dealt with by way of prescription drugs, which can cause some very serious permanent side effects, and sexual dysfunction being one of them. So, and this is something that is grossly overused, and a lot of men are unaware that there are natural alternatives which work. And I've experienced that myself because, as I said, 15 years ago, I used to have to get up three or four times a night to go to the bathroom. I haven't had to do that for almost 13 years, and I did that through using natural protocols. So that's one of the messages I want to try and get through.
Warren, what is the function of prostate?
Well, it produces a fluid, prostatic fluid, which carries sperm through the reproductive system. And it's a very important organ, and it is something which comes back to an issue of that old adage that if you don't use it, you'll lose it, because part of the problem that can bring on prostate problems is if, in fact, a man is is not in a good relationship, doesn't have regular sexual activity, because what happens, the prostatic fluid remains in the prostate, and that will actually can go stagnant, whereas when a man has sex, it empties out the prostate and replaces with fresh prostatic fluid.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So do men generally know if they have a problem with it?
Well, they know that, of course, a man knows that they have a problem with an enlarged prostate simply through the urgency and the difficulty of sometimes urinating or having to get up during the night. Because what happens with prostate, it gets enlarged and then squeezes the urethra, which in fact makes it difficult to urinate. But not many men know, because it doesn't seem to be spoken about, because maybe because it's considered to be politically incorrect to talk about how important sex is or ejaculation is to keep the prostate clean. So nobody talks about that, and this is one of the things that prompted me to write this report, which, because it frustrated me seeing all these adverts talking about prostate awareness month, and
I love it. And of course, the name of it is Sex, Lies, and Misconceptions, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, honestly, I never knew that. That almost kind of gives a little bit more meaning to it, you know? So I think that's important.
And of course, the thing is, so one of the things that helps the health of the prostate is not an exactly an unpleasant experience.
No, it's a kind of a win-win.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I love it. You can add it to our exercise residual, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah, that will work.
There you go. So you are a health researcher, not a medical doctor, correct?
That's right, yes.
And so do you consider that an advantage or a disadvantage when writing such, your reports?
Look, definitely an advantage, because I'm not preconditioned to any particular way of thinking. And at the end of the day, health and good health and preventative and preventing any degenerative disease is really a matter of common sense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it all out. What you need is, of course, the time to be able to do it, and most people don't have that time. And so part of my objective in life is to do the research and then be able to pass on that information to those who haven't got time to do that research. So it's not that anybody couldn't do it. Anybody could do it, which I do, although I did have an advantage for about 6 years. I was very friendly with one of the world's top bioscientists, and I spent a lot of time learning from him, which was quite a difficult learning experience, because I'm sure he thought I was pretty dumb, because I'd ask him a question which I would expect a 2 or 3 minute answer, and sometimes the answer would be 2 or 3 hours, and so it was hard work in that regard, but basically the information is out there for anybody to get, and part of what I like to do is to raise the awareness of some of these things, and then people can start doing their own research and make their own assessment on what they feel they should do and take control of their own body, as opposed to somebody telling them what they should or shouldn't do.
And I think that's so great. I mean, to me, that's what we talk about here on my show, is I'm also a hair therapist, so I deal with a lot of people, right up front, and looking at their life, their hair, their body, their face. And I believe that we all should be our own advocate and really know how our body works and really, what stumbled me. And I'm looking at your website. Do you have things for hair, nails, and skin?
Well, in the case of the hairs, nails, and skin, it's really a comprehensive area. Now, Total Balance, which is our flagship product, which has about 90 odd ingredients, gives remarkable results in terms of hair and nail and skin, because it actually deals with the organs that help give that health. And we do have another one which we call, which is a form of superfood, where we've got some additional mushrooms and a special type of French collagen. But also there's the omega-3s and so forth. But one of the important things for skin and any of these things is also the digestive system. Yeah, and people tend to overlook that, remember the bulk of your nutrients come from food, and only a portion of it would come from supplementation. But if you don't have a really good digestive system, you're not going to get all the nutrients out of the food. You're not going to get all the nutrients out of your supplements either. The digestive system, this is why we developed this other product we call Kiwi Cleanse, which has got a specific enzymes in it, which gives remarkable results in the digestive system. And I can give you a quick tip, what everybody should do, which is free, and that is every morning when they wake up, the first thing they should do before they do anything else, before they have breakfast or anything else, is to drink a large cup of warm water, warm, pure water, not chilled water, warm, pure water. And if they do that on a regular basis, they'll never have a constipation problem and they'll have good digestion. But there's nothing worse than if somebody wakes up in the morning and they start it with a cup of coffee, which is a diuretic, and that's the surest way to compromise your digestive system.
Wow. Warren, this has been so amazing. I want to try your products. I think they're great. Now, where can we find out more about you?
Okay, I think the best is to go to the website, which is www.extend, and now it has no E. It's xtend-life.com. And if, in fact, that you're looking for the report about prostate, just simply click on the news and blog, and that will have a drop-down menu and a refer to special report, and you can get it from there. And also, we have a newsletter as well, which one can join, and we do that twice a month. So we don't bombard people with mail every day. So it's only just twice a month.
Well, very good. Warren, you know what? Some really great information out there, and continue your great health. And do we order it offline? Is that what we need to do?
Yes, we actually, we supply it to our customers in 40-odd countries, and we do it all online because the products are quite sophisticated and they do not lend themselves to going through the normal retail channels. And I should also mention that we also do all our own manufacturing. We have a state-of-the-art, we probably have the most advanced manufacturing facility in the Southern Hemisphere. We're all US FDA GMP compliant. And so we source all the ingredients ourselves. We manufacture all of them, whereas this is quite different to most brands, which are actually contracted out, and the brand owners don't really have a lot of control over the potency and the purity of the ingredients which you use, but we do.
Huh. You got it. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Warren Matthews, again, from extendlife.com, and I thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Well, thank you for the invite. I appreciate that.
You got it. You have a really great day.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about things that can add value to our lives. And when I say value, I mean money. And, of course, October is an ideal time to address the state of retirement. And we're going to talk with Aaron Levine, and he is from Bank of America, Merrill Edge Report, right? And we're going to find out a little bit more about really just having that peace of mind. And if you have money in the bank and, you know, your life kind of takes a little turn for an easier life, an easier step. Mm-hmm. You could sleep at night, I guess you would say. So let's welcome Aaron Levine. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Aaron, how are you?
Good, Kim. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
So you're welcome. Tell us a little bit about what you're talking about right now.
Well, I think as you mentioned, you know, October, actually 18th to 24th, is National Save for Retirement Week, which is, it's a great time. You're 10 months into the year. Now's a great time to reflect on what you've done to achieve your sort of saving goals for the year and overall for retirement. You know, you got to do this now before the holiday season hits, and you'll be focused on shopping for sure. So it's really important that you take a step back, and this is a great week to do it, to sort of think about, have you set yourself a plan? And if you did, are you achieving that plan? And if not, what are the steps you need to take before you start hitting the stores hard in a couple months?
Oh, okay. Seeing if you really actually have enough money, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you got to make sure after savings that you have enough money.
There you go. And not only that, is we just all paid our taxes, correct? And, sometimes we miss things that we could have used as a write-off or different things that we could really kind of have a strategy on, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think throughout the course of the year, there's different things you're spending money on, and you're trying to save, and obviously you've paid your taxes, and now's this time to say, what is it here in 2015 that I wanted to accomplish in order to make sure I've got enough for retirement? And if you have a plan, that's the best way. And I think unfortunately many Americans don't have a plan. In fact, 50% really say they have less than $10,000 saved, and 85% really express this as a major fear, that they really don't think they're going to have enough money for retirement. So to me, the best way to relieve that stress and fear is to set a plan and get educated on what you can do to sort of take the right action steps.
So, Aaron, give us some tips, okay? So if we haven't planned, if we are, stressful about our future, mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you would recommend for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we talk to our clients who have been successful saving, the first and foremost is you got to take advantage of a 401k program. So many people work for companies that offer, 401ks. That's just a critical sort of low-hanging fruit, if you would. Many companies will provide some form of matching, so every dollar you put in, some piece of that might get matched. So it's a great way to boost your savings. So that's critical. I think second, it really comes down to kind of having a philosophy of almost investing in yourself first or paying yourself first. So every paycheck, identify a certain amount of money that's going to go right. And these days you can set up all automatically, goes right into a savings account or right into an investment brokerage account. And that way, that's just part of every paycheck is going there. And, just like part of your paycheck goes to taxes, part of your paycheck should just go right into a retirement plan. And then you can decide how to prioritize the rest. I think that's really a critical piece of the puzzle.
I think that's so good. I'm all about investing in yourself. And of course, we invest in ourselves sometimes with other things, but this is a perfect thing because, you always want to have enough money for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up and tuning in with us or starting their day, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Aaron Levine. He's been on our show several times. He always gives us great advice, and he's from Bank of America, and we're talking about Retirement Week. That's what it's all about, is really setting great habits for successful retirement. What are, I mean, we mentioned a couple, you know, tips. Would you say that those should be habits?
Oh, no question. I mean, this is, if anything should be a good habit, you know, I know people focus a lot on their eating habits and working out. I mean, this is your financial health. And if you're not, you know, in a habit of saving for retirement, you know, it's not going to get easier next year and 5 years and 10 years. And this is one of those things that the sooner you start, and even if it's in small increments, right? So you give up the coffee, you give up going out to dinner once a week, you know, you delay something. I mean, that money is going to compound. And so it's so important. I mean, this is one of those things that it's absolutely makes it much easier if you start sooner and allow yourself to accumulate.
There you go. So, okay, Aaron, you know, a lot of people still have money in the bank, okay? There's not a lot of interest that they're making. What are some of the places that you could, you know, suggest? And I know that's kind of probably a loaded question right there, but what are some of the common and non-threatening places that we can put our money?
Yeah, you know, as you know, it's always difficult in a broad sense to advise because there's so many different time frames. But, you know, I think that's why, again, going back to the education that you can get through a Merrill Edge site or talking to an advisor, and because it's all about a couple things. You know, what is your current income? You know, what's your time frame? What are you saving for? What do you expect to be, you know, when is retirement? You know, some, you know, obviously people are working longer and enjoying that, right? Now I think we're getting to a point in time where there's kind of a group of folks that will want to work and have a second career. So I think it comes down to the best thing to do is really understand your own situation and then say, okay, what's my risk tolerance? Because obviously you can take more risk and get more return, but that it's important that you understand that when you take more risk, then that things can happen. So you really want to have a very clear sense of yourself in this case. And so before you talk to an advisor or seek help, is really get comfortable, like, how much would I be willing to lose in order to potentially get bigger returns? And I think if you're asking yourself those questions, then you, as you execute your plan, you know, you won't feel as stressed because, look, there's things that dip, and we've seen it. The market's dropped, and then they come back.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep.
And Warren Buffett says all the time, right? If you hang in there a long time, eventually you're going to win, and that's how the markets have been for the last, you know, 50-100 years. So patience is important too in this process.
I love it. You know, and of course, time is everything, right? The sooner you get started, the more time you have behind you. And excuse me. You know, one of my sons, it's like, he's like, Mom, how much money? I'm like, you're so young. You're going to be so successful by the end because you're starting younger. And do you agree with that?
Oh, no question. I mean, you know, I think when we did our survey, it's interesting. The generation that's currently retired are actually less stressed than the younger generations, because that the generation, you know, has done a good job and has been saving for a long time. And although last few years were tough, and that's added some stress to it, you know, they did stick to a long term slow and steady strategy. And so if you're 30 or younger now, I mean, you've got to take advantage of the fact that you have a lot of time, assuming before retirement. And so the more you save now, again, interest rates will come back and they'll start to grow, and you want to have that money in there to take advantage of that.
There you go. And now, what about, what was the little saying that you said, if you hang in there?
I think it's a long-term, you know, strategy. So you've got to hang in there and understand that the markets will dip over time. But, you know, if you invest in yourself and continue to have patience and hang in there over the long course, the markets have ultimately proven themselves to provide a good return. So it's a time frame is really the most important thing, and the planning.
There you go. I love it. And question, you know, there's little things like you talked about, you know, Corey, we always talk about $4, Starbucks, you know, right? It's like,
right,
you know, everybody has to have all these things. If you just take, you know, it's almost like I was talking to somebody the other night of just not eating for 3 months, really being mindful about what you eat. What if you did the same thing with, you know, 3 months at a time, just putting money away, and then it grows to a year, and then or 6 months, and then it goes to a year? It's the kind of the same strategy. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. No question. It's great advice. You know, just making little changes, adding a bit of savings into a retirement plan. Again, it's all about the overtime effect. and the accumulation. So it doesn't take that much. So I think that's getting to that habit is 90% of the battle.
I love it. Aaron, where do we find out more about this?
Yeah, again, you can go to MerrillEdge.com, or you can certainly walk into one of our Bank of America financial centers all across the country and ask for expertise and advice. It's right there in the centers. Or again, you go to MerrillEdge.com.
And Aaron, where are you located?
I'm actually based in Atlanta, but I run around the country pretty good traveling, as a head of Merrill Edge, and I work within our consumer bank. I get to see the whole country and talk to clients in all parts of the country.
I'd love to have you come down here sometime. I think that would be fun to meet and give some really great advice on how to get ahead in the future, right?
Look forward to it. I'd love to do it.
You got it. Thanks again, Aaron. Always a pleasure talking with you. Again, Aaron Levine and Bank of America, we're talking about Retirement Week. Make sure that's one of your priorities. I'm telling you, you'll be able to sleep and it will be a little less stress in the future. So, all right. Thank you so much, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Surfaces USA will be having a week-long Black Friday parking lot sale starting the day after Thanksgiving. Call 805-604-1568 and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. That's 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Andre Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.